And a good time to find out more about young people in this Young People's Week, National Young People's Week. We're joined now by Peter Stevenson from the New South Wales RSL. Now, he has recently stepped aside from being Vice President. And why is that, we should ask? Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. And tell us just why you stepped down.
Good morning, Jane. Well, there were some issues regarding governance, etc. That I felt that I needed to make a change. There were some issues regarding some payments made to certain members of the state council, which I didn't agree with, and I felt it was time for newer members to come onto the board.
Newer members? So what? Well, how old are RSL members, generally speaking, these days? I dare say they're not getting any younger.
I think the last I saw, the average age of an RSL member was 69 years of age, meaning that the numbers of World War II veterans are dwindling greatly. Most of our membership, I guess, would be made up of Vietnam veterans, some Korean veterans, and a smaller number of what we call contemporary veterans.
Yeah, and contemporary veterans would be Afghanistan, Iraq, those
East Timor.
Campaigns, East Timor, yes.
Yep.
So do you think the RSL needs to change so as to be able to attract some of the newer veterans?
Most definitely. Look, I think that we need younger minds running the show. I think that we need to change our board structure, and we really need to communicate and to be able to connect with the younger people if the RSL is to have any future.
And I suppose connection helps if you have younger people helping to run the organisation.
Oh, look, most definitely. I think we need people who can understand the complexities of that the younger veterans have today. For example, I joined the Navy as a 15-year-old, and just the other day I would have celebrated it was 50 years ago on Saturday since I joined the Navy.
Right.
So what do I know about contemporary veterans as a 65-year-old? I can't understand their issues because I haven't lived through it.
Yes.
So we need people of that age group who know the issues that the younger veterans have.
So we think of the RSL as providing places where veterans can go along and be with people of like background, and not only veterans, of course, the community as well, and relax and enjoy recreation. The RSL does more than that, though, doesn't it?
Look, we have aged care facilities. One of our aged care facilities has started a program called Homes for Heroes, where we take in homeless younger veterans in particular. There are a couple of homeless Vietnam veterans in that facility.
Yes.
But it's mainly the younger people. But the RSLs the RSL is not about clubs. The clubs and the RSL, even though they started out together, are not really the same thing.
So that's where you want other people to become involved in those other activities?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, we have a situation at the moment where there's a lot more scrutiny of the way that we do things, and when you've got 80-year-old directors, they're not up to date with the regulations and the scrutiny that we're under today.
No, that's very true. Things are changing all the time. Now, how can we find out more? How can young people come along and find out more, Peter?
Look, I think that they've got to find their local sub-branch. They've got to go along to their local sub-branch. You'll find those online. You can find that by going to rslnsw.org.au. That's where you'll find out about membership. But I encourage younger people to join the RSL. And if the local sub-branch is not meeting their needs, they may find one in another sub-branch in the same vicinity.
That sounds like good advice. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Peter. That's Peter Stevenson, who's the former vice president of RSL in New South Wales, looking for some young guns to come along and revitalise the organisation.